retarded. But yo, welcome to the Hive, guys. It has been a crazy week. I've missed you guys, actually. Welcome. It is Entrepreneur Rob back at you guys. Welcome with my boy.
VA Honey Badger. You can follow me on Twitter.
Yes, sir. Like I said, follow us at Twitter, Entrepreneur Rod, VA Hunter Badger, and The Hive Betting, so you get all our bet picks so you guys can make some money as well with us. But hey, we got MLS to talk about. We got international football, NBA, and a little, you know, side subjects here to talk about. So let's start it off with the FA Cup. We got Chelsea and Man U. What a game we got here. We got a half point for Chelsea minus, and we got a plus a half for Man U. What you feel about that game, bro?
Shoot, I'm going with Man U. Man U got the firepower. Chelsea pretty weak. They're coming off a loss last week, 0-3. I'm gonna go with Man U on the money line with the 155.
All right, okay, with the money line, Hey, man, that's a rich bet. I can't even blame you. To be honest, Man U was looking amazing. I gotta go with you with Manny. Manny has looked absolutely amazing this year. Like, I honestly, and it's really the past couple of games, Chelsea has just looked so iffy. They really need to pull this out, though, to really, you know, resurrect their season, essentially. But let's switch over to the Spain La Liga season. We got Real Madrid. They're playing Villarreal this year.
Whew, yeah, that's a tongue twister.
I tell you what. But you got Real Madrid with the minus 310. How you feeling about this game,
bro? That's going to be a nice one. They're about to play Liverpool, so they're probably going to put up a lot of points. I'm going to look for Real Madrid to do their thing. You got Bill and you got Ronaldo. Hey, it's going to be a high scoring for them, too, if both of them are playing in this game together.
Yeah, I feel like this has got to definitely be a nice little warm-up, getting ready for Liverpool. You got to work this team. Like, you absolutely have to work this team, no matter if they're away or not. Ronaldo might not play too much just because they, you know, might want to rest his ankle up, but I think he'll definitely get a good amount of playing time. You want to keep that going.
A good half.
Yeah, I think they're definitely gonna do well. So let's go ahead and switch it back over here to Saturday. We got the American soccer here for you guys. We got Portland Timbers versus the LAFC. How you feeling about that game, bro?
Portland's on a 4-game win streak right now. So and they're at home. So that one, I'm probably gonna ride on Portland.
Yeah, it's hard not to ride Portland, man. They pulled that game out against Seattle last game. That last game goal, it was like, what, the 87th minute when they pulled that out?
I think so.
It was amazing though, bro. So I gotta go roll with Portland too. How you feeling about that Philly Union versus Real Salt Lake? How you feeling about that game?
That's a tricky one. Salt Lake is pretty good. They can score a lot of points. I see them doing their thing. But Philly is also a good defense team. So, I don't know. That's a tricky one.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know what I mean? Whenever I see a tricky game like this, I definitely want to get a little risky. You know what I'm saying? So I like to favor to the more where the money is on that one. But I feel you on that one. How you feeling about the we got the Minnesota United game versus Sporting Kansas City?
Sporting Kansas City, I'm a Sporting Kansas City fan in a little bit. I'll probably go with them. Minnesota, they're really in the slums. I know they're one of the last teams, I think, in their division right now running. I'll probably go with Sporting Kansas City.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm gonna roll with Minnesota United. You know what I mean? I like the home team. Honestly, yeah. Sporting Kansas City has looked amazing, though. It's hard to bet against them, to be honest. They have looked really good. So if you want to be conservative, I would stay with Sporting KC. But Minnesota United, hey, that's a nice plus 240 bet right there. And then you got Atlanta. I love that crowd out there. Y'all got to get me in a game out there. But Atlanta United versus New York Red Bull. How y'all feeling about that game, bro?
That one, Atlanta United, they are but one of the top in their division right now. So I can see them winning, but hey, New York Red Bull, they're pretty good too.
Yeah, man.
That's going to be a pretty good game.
Bro, I'm going to have to go with Atlanta, bro. I mean, I've seen that crowd. New York, they just haven't really looked too well this year. I think they missed T.R. Henry out there. But, you know, I'm going with Atlanta United, bro. Seriously.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going with them heavy this year. So, all right, let's switch it up. We're going to go to the French La Liga.
Ooh.
We got PSG. I know it's missing Neymar, but they playing Kane out here. How you feeling about that? They're away this week.
PSG is on a 2-game losing streak right now. I don't know. The money line for the home team is looking pretty good this week. I might have to take that tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I think I'm going to roll with you on that one, bro. I think I'm going to roll with you on that one. That's just sweet and short for me because I love it. I'm still rolling with
home
PSG.
Home teams always got an advantage if PSG's hurt without Neymar. Yeah, Cavani is good, but can he get it done by himself?
That's always the tricky part right there. That's always the tricky part. And I, you know, so how you feel about Lyon, though? This is crazy. Lyon versus Nice. My bad. I gotta give myself a yellow card on that one. You know what I'm saying?
Lyon's a good team. They score a lot of points. And also, Nice is also a good team. Nice is a good underdog team, I know, this year. I'm definitely going to look at that line. And yeah, but Mario's out there.
Bro, Mario's been one of my favorite players. But Lyon is on a roll, bro. They've won me a lot of money this year. So that's a real tricky one. But with the plus 525, like I said, I like going with money, bro. So I definitely going to go with Lyon.
Definitely got to chase the money.
It's straight like that, man. So, you know, we got to go with LeBron here. Saturday, we got the Cavs with the Celtics. Celtics have looked amazing. I mean, just amazing.
Are they an underdog this year?
No. We're not even going to get on the topic about how people still call them the underdog. They were favored. They should have been favored to win the Sixers the whole
time. Didn't they play the Sixers?
Vegas had that wrong. Yeah, they played the Sixers, but they have had top picks, literally top picks all throughout that draft. They should be where they're at. And I honestly think if you really want to be secure, you take that Celtics money line tomorrow. With that plus 265.
Oh, definitely. I already got money riding on them. Celtics, I think they're going to get up 3-0. Then LeBron probably show up in the last. And then we'll see what he do.
Yeah, I'm rolling with the Celtics. So Sunday, though, we got Golden State versus Houston.
Woo! Yeah, Houston just coming off a win. Beaten at home. Can they do it when they're away?
It's all about them role players, man. Role players don't play a good away, though.
No.
They really don't. So.
Yeah, but can you stop... Curry, can you stop a KD? Can you stop,
But this is the thing. The game plan of Houston was brilliant. They just went at Curry. They went at Curry the entire time. And that's the thing. You can't really change that. If you change your offense to literally set up picks on Curry throughout the whole time, you can beat Golden State.
But is Chris Paul going to show up to this game? That's the question. He has to show up for Houston to win this game, I feel like. And if he doesn't show up like the first two...
Houston, I just don't understand. You know what I mean? They're in and out. James Harden's always there. It's just got to be whether or not Steph Curry. I think Steph Curry is the main culprit in this. Steph Curry shows up, Golden State wins. Steph Curry don't show up, I think Houston's going to take that plus 250 right there.
Yeah, I can see that.
So, bro, I want to talk to you a little bit. We got the Eagles. You know, Super Bowl champs, your guys right there.
Yes, we won it. Give us our props. Mm-hmm. The champs, we are here.
I'm glad they actually be throwing. I'm glad they did throw
over the Patriots, the defending champs.
The cheaters. I mean, the defending champs. The defending champs. I apologize. Yes, the defending champs.
Yeah.
But
at Tom Brady.
They are going to the White House, and which I feel that's unique because aligned with all the protests that happened in the NFL. You know, it's going to be an interesting to see who goes. Chris Long. He's from Charlottesville. Chris Long has outspokenly said he's not going.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, but hey, he's been there in that spot and won, how many other championships?
He's already won one before.
Yes, he does not need to really go back if he has already been there.
I just think it's an intriguing thing just because, you have, I said, sports and politics are two different things. Yeah. You know,
it's all on what you want to do. If you want to go, I will go. If you really don't, because of the president that's in there, you have the right to not go. So,
exercise your free speech.
Yes.
At the end of the day, exercise your free speech. That's all you really can do. That's what we're out here to promote right there, exercise your free speech. So, also, this is what is real interesting. We got gambling going on, right? I read this article the other day, Ron Artest. He played at St. John's. He got an offer $35,000 on multiple occasions to throw games.
$35,000. That's a good college loan right there.
You know what I mean? Now, these college athletes aren't getting paid. So, if some guy comes up to you and says, Leo, I'll give you $20,000 to throw this game real quick, you're not going to contemplate it.
What are you going to do in college? You got to eat. Are you trying to eat? You don't want them college meals. You trying to eat at Sonic. You trying to eat at
all that.
I'm trying to look nice, bro. I'm on TV.
Yeah,
I'm on TV. People see me,
but look, then they look, see look me at in the Miami. They got like, the gold chains, I'm the saying. Gold, you know, fronts and all that. Hey,
I'm just
that,
saying,
that ain't cheap.
It's a look, bro. It's a dangerous slope to make. It's all I'm saying. It's going to be a dangerous slope. Now that we have sports betting, these college athletes really do need to get paid, because if not, people that have a lots of money invested into sports gambling will get into these college athletes
just to get more money,
bro. You've seen the games. I've seen games from kids playing like down the street, JMU. You can bet on games down in JMU. Them kids not doing all that great now. They not planning on going to the NBA. Give me 20K to throw a game real quick, son.
Hey, they didn't want what? Did they win back?
Yeah, they don't want back-to-back national championships. Now one receiver decides to drop a pass for $50,000. Can you blame him? Mama need a house?
Hey.
I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying, it's something to contemplate, bro. It's really something truly to contemplate.
That is definitely something they got to look into. And if they don't, they're going to be hurting.
Yeah, bro.
If Alabama receiver drop game winner, you know, for the national championship, what happens?
Nah, true.
What happens? What does Nick Saban say on TV? We come back next year to win it or something like that? Yeah. Like we going to win it next year? Why? Because they're going to give him the money, right? The school will give him the money then. So you think about it. Is the school going to give him the money? Or is a regular person off the street going to give him the money? Hey, you better go ahead and the school's better give him the money, because if they don't, somebody will give him the money.
You really have to factor that in, bro. You really, truly do. You know, talking about Nick Saban, I got a fun fact for you. You know, every football player that's played for Alabama has won a national championship under Nick Saban's tutelage.
That is nothing new. Nick Saban is one of the best college coaches. Other than Chip Kelly. I'm a fan of Chip Kelly, of course. He's coming to UCLA. I'm going to be a fan this year. You know. But Chip, he's good. But Nick Saban, he can get the recruits in there. He goes into the, you know, living with them and tell them.
Yeah, I'll give you a ring. And he going. I saw him actually dancing with a mom the other day doing a lecture slide, bro. He was doing a lecture slide with a black mother. How can you start doing a lecture slide with your grandma? What you gonna say?
Hey,
I'm coming to Tuscaloosa.
How much is he making? I'm coming to Tuscaloosa, bro. I would be in that living room of a 7-foot, 300-pounder too, doing that lecture slide with his mama too. Shit, you gotta get it done. To get that check. He getting a check at the end of the day, so he gonna do what he gotta do and tell the kids what he gotta tell them just to get in the position of. You know, they weren't even supposed to be in the national championship. They weren't even the conference championship.
Yeah.
And they luckily got it, and they won. Also, Tutula was supposed to transfer if he wasn't going to get in that game. What do they do if he wasn't to get in that game? Where would he be going? What schools would be giving him a full scholarship?
It would have been... Oh my God, it would have been literally a free agent frenzy. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Look, now, that's the funny thing about it, because now Alabama was also recruiting Jake Fromm. That is the quarterback at Georgia right now, who they played, you know what I mean, in the championship. They didn't care they didn't get him, because they had Tua. So they were like, all right, cool, Jake Fromm, go to Georgia. We got Tua. Now, if Tua didn't play literally in the second half, he would have been gone. The issue now is for Jalen. Jalen needs a transfer, because if Tua doesn't play next year, that's a problem.
Yes.
A huge problem.
He needs to go ahead and transfer probably. I would say
Jalen needs to transfer.
His best bet Jalen in my mind for Jalen is probably Ohio State.
Oh, stop it.
Come on, man.
He would be a monster.
You think about it.
No, he would be a monster.
Think about it.
He would be a monster. Because to be honest, J.C. Barrett couldn't throw worth a damn.
And he's isn't he finally gone?
Yeah.
Well, how many years have he been there?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That man wild. Been there for seven years.
But to be honest, I know some dudes at Ohio State right now that are just filthy. So
Yeah, they definitely are loaded. That's another team to look at this year for the seasonal.
Got that kid out of Bishop Gorman. Monster. God, he is a monster. I can't wait to see him play.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's going to be our podcast for this week. We got some great stuff coming. Actually, I wanted to talk about one more thing, bro. Because this has been actually bothering me, man. Would you trade Westbrook? Would you trade Russell Westbrook?
looking after this playoff season, that is definitely a category you have to look into. He had two other All-Stars with him, and he could not get it done. He couldn't even get to the third round? Like, come on, man. Like, that's kind of sad. 2 years in a row doing the same thing. I mean,
man, that Suns pick looked good, man. I think you might want to trade Russell to the Suns.
Yeah.
Woo! I'm just gonna throw that out
something
there.
Something for OKC.
I think Russell Westbrook should be traded to the Suns.
That would not be a bad.
I don't think that'd be a.
Yeah, it's definitely there in their mind because they definitely were talking about it on ESPN.
Keep Paul George, take Russell Westbrook. All right, guys, so that is going to be our podcast for the week. We got some great things coming for the next week. We're going to have some MLS. We have some huge games coming up this weekend. So we're going to prepare you for that. Check out our Twitter, The Hive Betting, Entrepreneur Rod.
VA Honey Badger, check me out.
Hit us up, guys. We're going to be tweeting out some great picks. And let us know your picks as well. And it was great talking to you guys. We'll see you in a little bit.